Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. At this point right now, we only have three stupid guys. Mike is at the Panthers game, the Florida Panthers game, and we'll be here shortly. Looks like the Panthers won, but how's it going, guys? We have Russ is back, who looks more comfortable in front of the camera, and Matt's here as always. How's it going, guys?
Very good.
Could be better.
Matt's wearing his Colts hat, and Russ is wearing, looks like, Canadian gear today. Montreal Canadian gear? Habs?
Yeah.
The Habs and the Have-Nots. What's the hat?
USA Hockey.
USA Hockey.
Yeah, but I don't want to show that, you know, because I'm pro-Canadian, so I turn it around.
You know, you do live in America.
Yeah.
We do read the backs of people's heads all the time.
Yeah, I do.
Now, I thought I'd join the other, sports talk, stupid guys, and wear a ball cap tonight. You know, I feel like my Colts team, they kind of feel like the San Diego Chargers. You know, they can still make the playoffs, but maybe with an 8-8.
Well, the Colts have a good shot at the playoffs because they're in such a tough division.
Yeah.
Right?
That's nice.
And do we have anyone in chat?
I had not, I had it open, but I had not gone back to the well, so I will check that out shortly. So,
actually, I'm in there right now because I see Matt talking, but I don't see anybody in the chat.
Well, and we can, you can always watch our YouTube videos after the fact. They're posted by Jay Glatfelter on YouTube. So,
right. Actually, Colleen posts. Well, it's Jay's name, though, right?
It's Jay's name that's attached to it. So if you're searching for the YouTuber, you will. So
one watching now, and they're excited that Russ is back. Which probably a lot of people. You sure that's not you, Russ?
Say what?
You sure that's not you? Because I don't think anyone's excited that Russ is back. No,
all the Canadian listeners are coming out.
Yeah, so there's one. Anyway, so before I go on, we these shows are made public for everyone, and they're helped out by people who do our help us out with Patreon.com/JayandJack. You can go there and help us support like people like great podcasters like Russ, help him get here and motivate him to show up. Is that right, Russ?
Yeah. Well, last week I didn't have any cable or Wi-Fi, so. That knocked me out, and then the week before, I was sick, so.
Yeah, yeah. And Matt, have you been to everyone? You've been to every show, Matt?
Still have a little bit of a cough.
Matt, have you been to every show?
I've been appearing in every show, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been, and Mike's been, Mike's 50-50.
Yeah,
right?
So we've, you know, us stupid guys here in what we would like to call last place in the pick'ems, we feel that... For every absence, we should get like an extra bonus point from that stupid guy.
I think so.
Yeah. So you forfeit like two for every, you know, time Jack and I have hosted.
And other podcasts you guys can listen to, we have Fear the Walking Dead, the Walking Dead podcast with three stupid guys. Oh wait, these are shows that I'm sorry, I was supposed to talk about new shows. Where's my list of shows? Anyway, we have the Walking Dead. With three stupid guys, the Ramblecast, the Lost Podcast is. We had a new episode up. It's up there today. We have the Leftovers Podcast, which has been season two has been outstanding. We have
the Amazing Race,
the Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, the Survivor Podcast with Colleen, Jay and Jack, and the Married Man. I just finished recording a Married Man today. So I've done a Lost Podcast today. A Married Man, which I had to look across from Dale for an hour and a half, which is, I think I should get paid double for that. And just tons of podcasts. Just go on you can subscribe to the whole, you can go on iTunes and go to the Whole Enchilada. Jane Jack Whole Enchilada, and that has all the podcasts on there. Or you can just go, if you just want to listen to, the Sports Talk one, you just go Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. It's on there. If you'd like, give us a nice review. You can give us a nice review.
We're begging like for that, a nice review. We really need one. So
I don't like begging for reviews, but I've been told I have to. So by the higher ups in the company, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm doing what I'm told to do. I'm a good foot soldier. So anyway,
if you don't want to rate and review, if you don't want to rate and review Jack, I was just going to say you could just rate and review Russ.
Yeah,
You know what? I think we should do like the Peyton Manning commercial and get the Peyton Manning bobblehead and be like, do I really look like this?
I think Jack's got that covered.
Here we go. There we go. The Jack bobblehead.
No, you gotta shake your head like Peyton does in the commercial.
Do I really look like, well, he does that, is that the insurance one, right? Nationwide?
Yeah.
Those are his worst commercials. I can't stand those commercials. They're the absolute worst that he's ever
done. I only like the bobblehead part. That's the only part I like. Oh, and the chicken parm.
The chicken part pushes it. Yeah, the chicken part pushes it for me. But I'm with you on the bobblehead part. And I also kind of agree with Jack. Maybe not the strongest stuff. Nationwide is the dark side. I mean, anything can just fit in there, right?
Yeah, I can't believe they've kept up with those because they're. I like his high-pitched voice one and the cable guy. It's cable DirecTV and the skinny. Is it Skinny Legs Peyton Manning?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've seen Skinny Legs Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I think it's Skinny Legs. Well, they have short Randy Moss, and they have it's
Eli has one.
Look, it's Eli has one. With a pickoff interception, Eli Manning?
I would imagine
I'm
Eli.
A jerk, doesn't... Eli Manning.
Oh, the gloves come off.
Hey, did I say that out loud? Did I say that out loud? Actually, you know what? As time goes on, I'm more on Eli's side. He made the right decision. Why go to San Diego? It's terrible. But did you see that there's a new video out? The city of San Diego's put a new video out with Dick Enberg as the giving the commentary, and it shows like a 3.5-minute video of what San Diego Stadium would look like if the Chargers get together with them and gets approved. It's a beautiful looking stadium. I hope it's just it's on our Facebook page, and I think I shared it. First it shows San Diego, which is a beautiful place to live and visit, but then it shows the stadium. I go, oh my God! I mean, I would be nice to go into a stadium in San Diego that doesn't smell like pee. I just think it would be amazing. But I don't know if it's going to be made or not yet. The Chargers have said they're going to file papers on relocation, which also Oakland's going to do, and also the Rams are going to do. So we'll see who wins, and I'm tired of hearing about it, and whatever. That's all I got to say about that. So anything else going in the world of football you guys want to talk about? What's the score of the game right now? We got the Mets and the Royals. Russ, big Royals fan.
Russ, are you there?
I can't hear you, Russ. Did you mute yourself?
You muted yourself, Russ. This is embarrassing.
Oh, good. Russ is back.
Oh, are you back?
Are you back, Russ? I see your lips moving, but nothing's coming out.
Oh.
Did you unplug your mic?
You said anyway, you were back. Wrong? You said you were wrong about everything, Russ? Oh.
Change all my picks from last week. I can't hear you, Russ. Can't hear you. Nope, it's tapping your fingers, not making it work. It's not working.
This is really good YouTube stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
But not great audio podcasting.
For the people who said that, I want to have great reviews. Well, what's he got up there? He's got cough drops.
Ricola. Oh, are you?
Did you lose your voice?
Are you just don't want to get your cough recorded? I totally understand.
Are you just not talking on purpose?
Oh, there he did it.
There you were off mute there. You were off mute there. Speak, Russ. Nope, still not doing it. You muted yourself somehow, Russ. You're on mute. I see the mute sign.
Even when you unmute it, Russ, something's not happening.
You turn the sound off on your. I can't hear you. So figure this out, Russ. Matt and I are going to talk a little about sports, so you can figure this out. Because I don't know. I can't help you. It's something on your end, Russ.
Are you sure it's not on your end, Jack? Is there like something in the control panel that you've muted him accidentally?
How could I mute him?
I don't know. I just was trying to like take the pressure off Russ.
We got four viewers.
Who all
just five stars. He just likes to stare at himself. Hey, Russ, I hear you. I hear you. I hear your mic, Russ.
Is this part connected, Russ? Did you make sure that all of these parts are connected?
Oh, so that's your mic. I have no idea. Shut your computer off and turn it back on, and then try to rejoin us.
Yeah. Dark side of the moon, this stuff. Apollo 13 it with some duct tape. Go around the moon. Come back.
Yeah. Try and get a square, something square fit in a round hole. Square peg, round hole. Ed said, tell him to take the cheeseburger off the mute button.
Oh, Ed, you know our Russ so well.
Did you hear me, Russ? Turn your computer off and then bring it back, and that might reset it. Okay?
What?
I can't hear you, Russ. I can't hear a word you're saying. We
couldn't even air those words.
Okay, I'm going to text him.
Put that finger down, Russ. That's... I feel like he's... You know, this happened last week to us where I disappeared for a while, except my whole screen froze up, and
all
right,
I was
on the other side.
He still hasn't turned his computer off. I'm texting him right now. This is exciting.
High-speed texting, podcasting to the rescue, filling up space with a stupid song. It's Matt's song of the day. That's it. I only got one in me today.
All right, anyway, so we're going to talk sports. You see Ryan Mallett got cut by the...
I saw that. Yeah, he missed the charter plane, apparently. So we're talking about the Houston Texans backup. Is he on one of those backup commercials, by the way?
No, I don't think he is, but I think he was upset about being the backup. Because remember, he missed a practice during... preseason. He missed because after he found out he wasn't going to be the starter.
Right.
He was late for the practice, and he said, "Oh, I just overslept." So now he's just been cut. So I think kid's got talent, but would you want someone like that who's just pouting because he's not playing? I mean, he had a chance to play, and they didn't do very well. Not that they're doing that great under Hoyer, but
yeah, I think that's what the Cleveland Browns had with. They're a Texas quarterback.
Yeah.
What's his name? Can't think of him now. Johnny Football. Yeah. But anyway, against that Colts game, the Houston Texans had that thing where Mallett went down. Hoyer came in. He was doing better against the Colts, so they left him in. Right. And you could just see Mallett on the sidelines. Just, I mean, the thought bubbles emanating from his head were just stormy clouds, lightning bolts. I mean, I think he wanted the Colts to just bury Hoyer so he could get his job back. So I guess I wasn't surprised that they cut him. So,
all right. How will Russ get an invite back in? That's the question.
How will he get an invite back in? Didn't you email it to him already?
Yeah, just let's see.
He can't hear, so go ahead and text. I'll keep on trucking with this Mallett talk. Mallett, okay, it's kind of a cool name.
Yeah. Well, maybe sounds like a fish. He needs to be hit by a mallet. Maybe that's what it is.
Enjoying a cup of Joe tonight, trying to keep awake.
You a little tired there?
Yeah.
Long day.
Mm. Teaching.
Well, we've been recording this for, what, about 15 minutes and actually talked about nothing because we seem to have every week. Is it happening? It's when Jay's gone, things go wrong, and I have to try and figure out how to get the things to work back.
The gremlins come back. It's like he just left his Mogwai out after dark, and the gremlins just take over the computer studio for you. You know... Just have Colleen cut the first 15 minutes off this show, and we start now. Oh, man. Is there
anyway.
Any... Is Yeah. I mean, sports. Kind of sucked this weekend when your teams don't win, right?
My team did terrible. They came out and just... And I've been kind of a... You know, Mike McCoy, I've been kind of backing him up. He's okay, you know, he's got some injuries and stuff like that, but here's a game, and I'm not, you know, like I said, I was tough on Norv Turner. Here's a game you had to win. You had to win it. You had to beat the Raiders. They're a much improved team. Got a good young quarterback. Got some good young players. But this is the team that people in San Diego hate. I mean, we just hate the Raiders. Out just flat for three quarters. Now, and I'll say this about the Bill Belichick. We criticize Bill Belichick, but, you know, Oakland let the foot off the gas pedal, and the Chargers came back and scored 23 points in the fourth quarter. They had more time. Are you back, Russ?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
All right.
Whoa, it's like we just got joined by another sports guy.
Wow. So amazing. Anyway, I'm talking about how the Chargers, how the Raiders let the, you know, foot off the gas pedal, and the Chargers started. If the Chargers could have recovered an onside kick, they may have won the game. So here's where you people look at Belichick. Why does he always run up the score? I think you have to keep. You have to get to a certain point where you feel comfortable. I guess the Raiders did, but they went back. You know, they're playing prevent defense, and they weren't grabbing the Charger receivers anymore, and the Chargers were able to march down the field several times. Made it a game anyway, but it was garbage time, but. Is what it is, but I think you have to have a killer mentality in sports, and I think it proved that you have to sometimes it's bad, but you have to bury a team. Sometimes you just have to put them. Even the Colts-Houston game got not Colts-Houston, Houston versus Miami. I mean, Miami kind of backed off, and Houston scored what 20 points unanswered points.
Not oh, you mean the Saints? Close, but... the Saints-Colts game.
All the games, but I think you have to the Bill Belichick mentality. And there's Mike. Mike's here.
Coming to you live from South Florida.
So all four stupid guys are here now. We lost Russ for a while. It was touch and go with Russ. He kept mouthing his words, but he wasn't saying anything, which is probably good for a podcast.
It might not have been as funny if you were just listening, but I kept trying to put words into Russ's mouth as he was talking.
I didn't say anything derogatory or offensive, so don't worry.
No, because you were muted.
But Matt did it. But Matt did for you.
He did.
Yeah. So it's all about how you love Peyton Manning and you just want to take showers with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's what it is. Peyton Manning's on my side.
nice callback.
Whoa. Well, that's what he was saying. That's what we heard. So how was the hockey game, Mike?
4-1 victory.
Yeah.
A rare big win.
How many people were at the game?
I counted, I think it was 500, maybe 600.
People, wow. We were talking about, you know, how people let the foot off, the, you know, sports teams let the foot off the gas pedal, how Bill Belichick doesn't, you know, he takes some crap for it. And Tucker just pointed out the Redskins were down big to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I had picked. And I thought I was going to win a game. And I look, I go, they won? How did they win? Because I was almost saying, at what point do you start thinking, okay, Cousin isn't the answer. Maybe we got to go back to RG3. But I guess RG3 is going to keep sitting on the bench, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd keep sitting on the bench too if I was getting paid that kind of money.
You wouldn't want to play.
Not for them. I'd want to play for the Chiefs.
We've always said it. Washington is where good quarterbacks go to die.
I thought that was Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland, Washington.
That's where Cleveland first-round draft pick quarterbacks go to die.
You're either in the middle of a swamp or you're out on Lake Erie. So.
Yeah. Or Oakland.
But since Mike's here, Mike, your team is on fire.
I know. We're already getting ready to erect a statue of Dan Campbell. We're going to tear down Don Shula. Don Shula's old news.
Yeah.
It's now Man Campbell time.
Man Campbell.
The town's already going crazy.
Well, what you can do is you can get Don Shula on his rascal, get him out of control, and have him knock down his own statue.
Well, he'll have a rope and he'll like circle the statue with his rope and like tear it down.
Pull it down, yeah.
I'm hoping the Colts are successful, as successful as the Miami Dolphins when they fire Pagano week 10.
So seems like a lot of fans want their coach fired.
I'm all the restless people.
Mark McCoy.
I don't know if it's the coach, but it seems like a good cure is playing the AFC South, because Miami played Houston and Tennessee.
So you don't think it has anything to do with the coaching, that they just they're bought into the new system, that they're tougher, no-nonsense approach?
I just think they're going to Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts approach is play the AFC South, and then you'll face the Patriots on Thursday, and that's when you'll face your trouble, like the Colts.
Yeah. Well, you know, your old coach had no hair. He was bald. New coach has hair. Right? Could that have something to do with it?
Always making ball jokes. I see how it is.
Well, I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to. I have no hair. I'm bald. I'm allowed. Well, you know what? I forgot. Everyone's allowed to. So.
Hey, so what's everyone's choice for who do you think is going to be the next NFL coach getting fired?
Pagano.
I think he's definitely gone.
There's a good chance, because they're going up against they're going up against the Panthers, and then after that they face the Broncos, two potentially undefeated teams. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of unrest.
Even if they're 3-6 in first place in their division, would he get fired?
I think it's possible. I mean, look at the Dolphins, you know? Like, they're spirited just because they played against some crappy South, you know, AFC teams. and they have a new coach.
What about the Lions coach? An old Colts coach.
Oh.
Caldwell.
Yeah, Caldwell. Could he be gone? Because they fired their offensive coordinator.
It's always the first man on the ship, right? That goes down. That offensive coordinator. Now, I have heard rumors about that the Colts made. Last year,
he always has that. He has that Norv Turner stare on the sidelines when things aren't going right.
Yeah, it's that glazed over. Why am I letting the seconds tick by as you're just watching the team lose?
Should I use a timeout? Should I not use a timeout? I don't know. So I think there's going to be a lot of coaching. The Chargers, they only fire because people said, I've had people, are they going to fire McCoy? No, we only fire coaches that have winning records. We don't fire loser coaches. Marty Schottenheimer, oh, you're 14-2? Go. Goodbye. Here's the door. And we're going to replace you with Norv Turner, who then we replace with Mike McCoy. You draft a running back, number one, and you sit him for the whole first half because you're still mad at him for fumbling the Green Bay game where you had him sit for the whole second half. I'm not the coach.
Don't even get me started.
Chiefs, Russ.
Huh? Oh, no, the Gordon thing, I didn't get it. I thought they were saving him because he was sort of injured, and then I guess it was the fumbles, so like, all right, it's a blowout, so get in there and get some carries.
Who knows what because Mike McCoy's got – He's like Bill Belichick as far as not giving information, but he's not like Bill. He's like Bill Belichick coaching Cleveland. But Bill Belichick wasn't a genius coaching Cleveland. He's with New England. Suddenly he's a genius. Maybe Mike McCoy goes somewhere, and maybe when he goes to L.A., he'll be a good coach. I don't know.
You know, even Schottenheimer didn't look to be that great of a coach in Cleveland. So I think it's just Cleveland.
Well, he made the playoffs with Cleveland, at least. I'm sure Cleveland would like to have a coach that could get the team to the playoffs again.
Yeah, but that was probably the last time they had a really good quarterback, too. Bernie Kosar, I mean, that was like when – I mean, how many quarterbacks have they been through since him?
I don't think he was the coach. He had Brian Sipe, didn't he?
I
thought it was Sam Trigliano that had Bernie Kosar.
I don't know.
Because he was coaching the Chiefs by then, wasn't he?
I could be
wrong.
I was gone.
He had Brian Sipe.
Couple comments in the chat here. Can you hear me still?
Can hear you now, yes.
Yes. Okay. A couple comments in the chat here. Ed Smith says that he likes Mike's hairdo this week. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah, sorry. That's probably the most embarrassing thing to say. But no, he also.
I'm gonna cover my red face now.
he also points out that Russ is he's really just kind of a sideline backup quarterback. He just kind of sits on the side and just gets his paycheck. He doesn't show up every week. So
the Jim Sorgi of the bunch. Calling out the place.
We need Russ to have a clipboard.
Yeah.
What do you think, Russ? Before we go on to our picks, I want to talk about your Chiefs. Your Chiefs won. They beat the Steelers.
They did. Very impressive.
How exciting is that?
It was very exciting. They did it with a banged up crew, so we'll see how they do.
Yeah. So you seem, is it their new hope? Are they going to go all the way now?
No, not yet.
They still have Alex Smith, right? They still have Alex Smith as quarterback?
Yep. Alex Smith, yeah, but they got tons of injuries. You know, Charles is out, Macklin's out.
Oh, is Charles still out?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Hey, also, all our trust is in a guy named Chandrick.
Chandrick.
Nice. I did want to mention I saw Greg Harding had a spat on the sidelines, and he was kind of backing away because it wasn't with the cheerleader. So it was with he kind of backed away from the guys that were going after him. And now Jerry Jones says he wants to sign him to an extension, a long-term deal. Should he excite this guy looks like he looks crazy. He scared me, and I was watching it on TV. Do you think this guy, would you sign this guy to a long-term contract?
If he's a cancer, no.
Whoa. If he has cancer?
No, if he is.
Oh, okay. Because that's a whole other. I mean, nobody wants to think about Chuck Strong anymore around here.
No.
I'm telling you, nobody has those yard signs out. Glad that he beat cancer, but it's a whole other thing. It's like, well, we kind of got the short end of the stick when Bruce Arians left. So, anyway. Sorry.
Are you going slower here, Matt? You seem like you're going slower.
Am I?
Would you rather have Bruce Arians back, I guess?
In some ways, yeah, I guess.
I think if the truth be known, Matt would rather have Peyton Manning back.
No.
Not this year.
we've discussed this time and time again. No.
Well, Russ wouldn't know that.
Right, yeah, he's never here. So.
I've been on the sidelines, so.
It's been Peyton Manning has been a running joke of the show this year.
So
probably ever since I joined. So maybe before.
Would anyone want their team signing Greg Harding? Yes or no? I say no.
No.
Yeah, boom. Miami's already got one a-hole in Dom Kong Su. I don't think they need two.
No. Anyway. All right, so you guys ready to get these picks?
Let's do it.
Mike sent me the updated standings. Mike had 10 wins this week. He's at 71, correct. You're on fire, Mike. You sure you're not cheating? Because I don't go back and check your picks. So
I should have done the Russ method. I should have taken the week off to send in my picks, and I would have been first place.
Yeah. Russ had 11 right this week after having 6 the week before. He's at 66. Matt, bad week for Matt.
Bad.
Yeah, Matt had 6. He's at 63. And me, for the third time in a row.
Consistency. 7.
Yeah. So, should I go for 7 again?
You know why I got 6 that one week, right?
Because I don't care.
No.
Because you weren't here.
I went a whole week without cookout.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh.
That was what it was.
Did you feel better, though, or just having this 6... Only having 6 was so devastating. He said, "I gotta go have cookout."
That's what it was. Yep.
All right. And I'm at 57, so I'm already 14 behind Mike. And if you look at my picks for the, I'm done because I none of my teams are gonna make the playoffs, so I'm terrible. So I'm done for the year.
So
all right, guys, let's get through these picks.
Basically, Mike can take a week off.
He already has. What? What are you talking about?
That was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Well, did you take a week off to get a new do? Is that the deal?
No, that was just a half hour at the haircut place yesterday.
Do you ever wear a ball cap?
We're all rocking the ball cap tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking down on the screen here, and I feel it's like an episode of Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other.
One of these things is not like the other.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Mike has left the building. He's going to get a cap.
You know, if I could talk him into a ball cap, I bet you I can talk Matt into.
I don't want to know what you want to do.
I could talk Matt into Peyton Manning.
I'm not getting in the backseat of that car. I will not.
Rush, you're just not that persuasive. I don't think so. I think we can doing that.
Oh, all right. Matt's all right. Back.
Sorry, Ed, but I had to join the crew here.
He put on a Dolphins cap.
Oh, great.
The excitement is spreading in South Florida.
So speaking of the Dolphins.
Until Thursday.
Is the Dolphins versus the Pats. I would love to see the Dolphins beat the Pats. I don't see it happening. I'm going the Patriots. Russ?
New England. But I do have a quick sidebar on that. Out of all our teams that we like, Miami got the best record out of all four of our teams?
No, Colts. Colts have 3 wins. Well, how many wins did Miami have?
No, they have 3-4, so they have one more loss.
Okay. Yeah, so Miami does have – Miami. Who would have thunk that Miami would have a better record than all of our teams?
Well, I think we all thunk that because we all picked Miami to win AFC East.
Well, they're going to have to do it by winning on Thursday.
Justifyingly assuring us it's 3 super guys.
Did I pick
– Miami to win AFC East.
I don't think I picked Miami to win the AFC East.
Yeah, you set out that show, of course. Yeah.
Oh, you have.
We don't include you because we're so used to saying we without Russ.
So
there's no way I'd pick Miami to win that. So
well, the Dolphins were. Jay was almost going to put everything he owned on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl.
Little known sports legend. just as bad as true as the Cubs winning the World Series this year.
Jack is taking no ownership of that recommendation there.
No, I told him
everything on Miami.
I had to talk him off the ledge. I said, Jay, don't do it. It's not worth it. Never put all your eggs in one basket, which I don't get. Because what if you only have like 5 eggs? How big a basket do you need, right?
This is one of those years that if the Miami Dolphins do win, we will all be having a really good laugh about this.
Yes.
Especially with a backup coach.
Right.
Well, not Jay.
Having said all that...
Jay, I'm happy with my life. Right. I don't need money.
I have a beautiful wife and a baby and a job.
Who needs to be retired and have all the money you want? Never have to work again. Anyway. All right, Matt, you're going with...
The other people. The Empire. Yeah.
And Mike, clean sweep.
For some reason, I can't find a coin this week. I don't know why, but sweep it.
All right. Russ, you're up next. It's the Lions versus Kansas City.
I'm taking KC all the way. We're going to ride that Chandrick train to a victory.
Woohoo! Matt?
I hate picking the Chiefs. So I'm just not going to pick the Detroit Lions.
I love it when you say the Chiefs.
You have some weird audio erotic asphyxiation with my voice, but that's cool. I'm not picking the Detroit Lions. I'm picking the other team.
Mike?
Yeah, I'll go the Chiefs here. I don't want to say Chiefs.
I'll go to the Chiefs because they're playing at home.
You know, Matt hasn't picked a team yet.
He said he's not picking the Lions.
Yeah.
I think another clean sweep because I don't have to pick the Lions anymore, so it's a good feeling. Next up, we have Tampa Bay versus Atlanta. Atlanta struggled against Tennessee. Matt, you're up first.
I'm still taking Atlanta. Tennessee Titans, I've seen them play a couple times this year. It's not pretty.
Well, they're playing Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
I just said they struggled. Sorry. They struggled against. I was trying to get people to go, oh, wait, maybe I should take Tampa Bay.
I'm honestly, I was trying to find it on my little board here on the computer and to click to make sure that I picked Atlanta. But now I see that they're playing the Buccaneers. That said, Atlanta. I mean, really? Like, this is one of those picks that Mike likes to make of the math really hard on us.
It's not double digits, though. So.
Oh, okay.
So, but in honor of the long lost producer that's not here tonight, I'm gonna go Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. All right. I will also go with Atlanta because I'm just tired of picking the Tampa Bay and had them choke at the end. They're Chargers. I'm calling them the Chargers of the East. Oh wait, no, hold on a second. They've won a Super Bowl. No. And Russ, you're going with?
I'm gonna take the Glenn Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
He sounded like a robot there.
Mike, you're up next. It's.
I'm gonna take the.
I think we're having some problem with Google Chat today, but Cards versus the Browns. Browns at home, Mike. Browns at home. Browns at home.
It is tricky here because Jonathan Football is coming back to the Cleveland.
Yeah, because he hurt himself, right?
On that McCown. Slide. Yeah, McCown got injured.
You see
how he's probably going to miss this week.
Because I put on Twitter that Johnny Football greased that sidelines. And that's how he got hurt. So we're going Johnny Football, Browns. Take a chance.
But I'm going my rule here that until Carson Palmer gets injured, I'm going to go with Arizona.
Until he gets injured.
Not injured yet.
I will also go with the Cardinals.
I'm calling it. He gets injured in the very first quarter of this game. Mike has completely jinxed the Cardinals. Sorry, Arizona fans.
There you go.
I'm picking them, though. I'm not picking Johnny come lately. So, Arizona.
So, do you get bonus points if you call an injury in the right quarter? One bonus point?
We skipped Russ.
Oh, sorry. I skipped over Russ. Well, it's so easy because it's like, you know.
Just pretend I'm not here. All right.
Russ, you're going with the Browns or the Cards, Russ?
I'm going with my son's Cards.
All right. All right, so now I'm up again. It's 49ers versus the Rams. Wow, I picked the 49ers last week, and they look terrible. I'll go the Rams. Whatever. Russ?
What's the spread on this one?
It's 18.5 for the Rams.
It would be eight points for Rams.
Oh, 8 points, something like that.
Not the Rams.
So you're going the 49ers?
Oh, boy. All right, you know what? I'll take
these picks faster.
I'll take St. Louis.
All right.
All right, I'm taking the Rams as well.
And Mike?
Sweep it.
Wow. That's five in a row. We've all had the same pick. Someone's got to break here.
It's going to be Mike.
Russ, you're up next. New York Giants versus the brand new, fresh New Orleans Saints, who are on fire. Just beat the Colts at home, allegedly.
Boo.
I'm going to pick New Orleans just for the fact that they beat the Colts.
All right.
Because anybody who beats the Colts is cool with me.
Yeah. I can't stand the Saints. Kind of for the same reason. Yeah, kind of for the same reason I think that Jack hates the 49ers in a small but little major way. Steve Young, 49ers.
Yeah.
Ring a bell. Yeah, okay. I hate to pick them. The Giants are just so up and down. So that's why I'm picking the Saints, only because they're there. I think the Giants is the better bet.
They signed what's his name today? What's his name?
Hernandez?
I think it was Skinny Legs Manning.
Skinny Legs.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't him.
Cooper Manning?
Yeah, that's who they signed. Mike, who are you picking? Giants or New Orleans?
New Orleans won 3 of the last 4, but Giants have won 4 of the last 5. I want to change up here and get a little different pick here. I'm going to go Giants.
Wow. Wow, going to make us really root for those Saints.
Well, just because of that, I'm picking New Orleans.
They did. Matt picked New Orleans, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Remember, you'll get a spreadsheet on this so we don't have to ask who picked who. If you're not listening, the listener's not listening. So.
Okay, what's up?
Next up is, let's see. Matt, you're up next. Vikings versus the Bears.
Yeah, and the Bears are coming off a bye week. Vikings have looked really good, and I just do not trust the Bears. Never have. Never will. Vikings. Minnesota.
Mike? Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota's won 4 of the last 5. I think they keep it up here, and I think Minnesota wins here.
I'm going to go different. Just to be different. I'm going to pick Chicago, but I'm going to root for Minnesota. How's that?
Doesn't count. Pick and root. Same thing.
Same thing. Russ, you're going with?
I'm going to pick Minnesota, and I'm going to root for neither.
There you go. So you're hoping for a tie. Next up, we have Mike. San Diego at 2-5 versus Baltimore at 1-6. Would anybody have predicted that these two teams at this late in the season would combine for 3 wins? You would think Baltimore would have at least 4, so that there'd be a total of 6. So who wins this game? A game I'm going to be at.
Really? You're going to this game?
I'm going to Baltimore.
No pressure, Mike.
Well, sadly, I think Jack's going to see a loss in person. I'm going to go Baltimore here.
Baltimore.
San Diego's got me such an advantage by picking against them every week.
I think Rivers throws for 600 yards and they score 8 points. So, but Flacco will throw 7 interceptions and they'll only score 3 points. So I'm taking my San Diego, for now, Chargers.
Not Russ? Super anymore?
No. Well, no. Have you seen him?
I'm going to take Baltimore.
Baltimore with Joe Flacco. Whose phone's going off, Russ?
Yeah, what's the deal? Phone? We're all pros here. I don't have my phone going off.
Is that your phone, Russ?
Business. Business. Yeah, well,
what do you think, drug deals over there? I mean, you're blowing up like it's, you know, you're like some kind of journalist, you know, making a break in the Watergate case. Right,
I was going to give him 5 stars, but every 2 seconds I hear, blink, blink, blink.
That's on Russ, people.
It's Daquan. Daquan is giving him the picks.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how I went back from 6 to 11 wins.
Daquan, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do?
It's the drive-through people. They're letting me know what the time is on the wait.
That explains our time on the wait for your picks.
Yeah, that's great.
Every week.
Matt, you're going with?
just ripping on Russ, that's all.
Yeah, that's fine.
He does it back. So I'll pick the Chargers because they have a better win record. That's it. I don't have very much faith. I hope that you see a win, Jack,
It could end in a tie. You know, I went last year, and it was coming, you know, the winner of that game had a better shot at the playoffs. Chargers won and then didn't make the playoffs, and Baltimore did. So
that's true.
This game, people will probably just be sitting there thinking, I just want to drink beer. That's my guess. Next up, we have, I think, me. Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh. It looks like Big Ben will be playing. How rusty will Big Ben be? Cincinnati always struggles in Pittsburgh. If Pittsburgh wins and beats Cincinnati, will John Clayton tweet, this is a huge upset?
The war continues.
I'm still bitter at John Clayton. Did you hear about this, Russ? You weren't on the show last week, were you?
No.
Okay.
But he listened to it. He listened to it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. 2 weeks ago, John Clayton said it was a huge upset when Pittsburgh beat...
Cincinnati beat.
No, it was Houston. No, Pittsburgh beat...
San Diego.
No, it wasn't San Diego. It was the week before. It was at, they were at home, and they beat somebody. I can't remember who it was. Anyway, they beat
Arizona. It was Arizona Cardinals. They came in, and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's right.
Correct.
Even with a healthy Carson Palmer. So he goes, huge upset. I go, since when? So I tweeted him. I go, since when is Pittsburgh winning at home a huge upset? He goes, retweets me, and he goes, third quarterback. I go, whatever, you skinny little. I almost drove to where he lives, and we were gonna brawl. I was gonna call him out for a duel. You don't call me out. Not especially. So like I said, I can take him. I'm not worried about him. I would like some of these other guys. I'd be like, oh yeah, say whatever you want, but not him. So let's see. Since he, I'm gonna take Pittsburgh.
You got one up by the weasel, huh?
Yeah, he's a little weasel boy. Tear him up.
Hey, you got to be nice to him. He could end up being the next coach of the Chargers.
Well, either way, I'll still punch him in the face. he could do the whole thing. I'm wearing glasses. I don't care. I'll punch him in the face with your glasses on.
Wow. Russ, just so you know, this is like a rap beef. We're trying to get more listeners to join in.
It's all fake, but you know.
But Tupac's really alive, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So is Biggie. Anyway, where were we at on our picks?
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. I picked Pittsburgh. The Steelers. And Russ,
it'll be a huge upset.
You only had like 35 minutes to come up with this pick because I explained the whole John Clayton story, Russ.
It's not Monday Night Football.
Not Pittsburgh.
Oh.
You're taking Cincy. Matt.
I've been on the Cincinnati bandwagon. I mean, they do have the best record within a short mile range of where I live, which is rare. I'm taking Cincinnati. If they win this game, they are for real, right? Like, they own the Steelers. They own that division.
If they beat Pittsburgh at home, well, it'd be a huge upset, according to John Clayton. But if they beat Pittsburgh at home, which they struggle, they got to be for real. And Mike's going with?
We've got back-to-back 50-50 picks. I'm going to go Pittsburgh here. I think Cincinnati is due for a loss. They're 6-0. You got the crowd should be fired up with Roethlisberger coming back. So I'm going to go with Pittsburgh at home.
I think the crowd will definitely be drunk.
Fired up? We don't know. Drunk? Yes.
Well, I'm just saying I've been to a Steelers game, and, well, they like their Rolling Rock.
They'll be drinking all week saying, we don't have Vic as our quarterback anymore.
Screw you, dog killer. Let's see. Russ, you're up next. It's the Titans versus the Texans. Two powerhouse teams going after each other.
I'll take Houston.
Because we're the Houston. You know, they should play that. They should play where the Houston Oilers. With the Titans there.
I think you bring this up every year.
I think it would be funny, but I do bring it up every year, but they never do it.
Hashtag rehash.
I talked about this on the Married Man podcast only because I could get more vocal with it, but the Charger game, the Chargers are losing by 30 points, and somebody who plays the music at the Charger game was playing Because We're Happy, that song,
We're Happy.
I said, you should be fired. Who's playing that song?
Well, it was all Raiders fans in the crowd, so they were just catering to the fans.
Well, the rest of the Charger fans were either dead or left, so it's just like...
Wait, there were Chargers fans at the game?
Still,
What Chargers fan listens to the Happy song? I mean, really, come on.
Well,
they're all into, like, death metal and goth and, like, you know,
when you're losing
rap.
By 30 points. Well, I saw pictures of... you see Charger fans, it's like, ducking, because... I said last week on the podcast, I'd sell my tickets. I probably wouldn't go to the game.
Especially if the team's like basically all but left. I mean, you know, they haven't pulled up the pulled up the Mayflower semi trucks yet. But, you know, pretty much it's you know, they've rented them, right? You know?
It's hard to keep a team positive when you're not playing well and your lawyer for your ownership goes, yeah, we're filing papers to move. But yet they get mad at the fans in San Diego. Oh, they don't show up.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like an abusive boyfriend.
It is. And Matt, you're going with
Texans or Houston? What game are we at? Oh, yeah, I'm taking the Texans.
Houston and Mike.
I'll change it up here. I'll go Tennessee. Houston's a mess. They just lost Foster for the year. Hopefully Tennessee gets Mariota back, and I think Tennessee wins here.
But the Texans, they got rid of Mallet. They got all that dead weight. It's like getting rid of it's like they had a mullet, but it was called Mallet. And they finally were just like, no, it's business in the back and business in the front now.
Sounds like a married
That's
man.
That's fantastic. All right.
I'm going to go with Tennessee, so we split on our picks there, and I was kind of hoping Mike would go with Houston so I could gain more ground.
You're on the winning side, Jack. Just feel good.
You've let your foot off, like we said in the beginning. Well, you weren't here. We said, you know, don't take your foot the gas pedal, and that's what you've done, and I've just been seen by you. Next up, we have, let's see, who is it? Matt, are you up first?
Sounds
New York
right.
Jets versus the Oakland, soon to be Los Angeles Raiders. Jets first, who looked pretty good against the Patriots up until the last 10 minutes. You can't kick field goals and beat the Patriots. Never going to happen.
Oh, this is tough. I'm picking the Jets, even though they are on the road. Something about this matchup I don't really like. Yeah, Jets.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to go Jets here. Oakland's loaded up on super cupcake teams. They've beaten Baltimore, Cleveland, and some team from like San Diego. So all they got is easy wins. I'm going to go Jets here.
Well, I'm going to take the Jets just because I don't think they're going to have the same officiating crew. The Raiders out this week. So I'm going to go the New York Jets. I'm not saying it was a rush, but did you see that final? You see that pass interference call they called on Allen with 40-something seconds left? They said offensive pass interference. When he made a great catch. He catches the ball, and I go. First, even if it was passing, it wasn't. He never touched him, and even the announcers finally gave us some credit. You haven't called it all the whole game. You've been letting both teams kind of muck. Both teams have kind of been pushing. This is where you make your stand with 46 seconds left. This is where you make your stand, saying, "Oh, we got to call this." We scored a touchdown anyway, but still, we lost. Terrible call. That we should have got our defensive lineman. I haven't seen him get fined yet, but he's gonna get. He got pushed and he kicked the guy, but they got the penalty. I said, "Wow, he should have been ejected for that." So they missed that too. They missed some other calls. It's just officiating. I said some things on Twitter, but I'm not apologizing for it.
the announcers might have given you credit, but did you get credit from John Clayton? That's the key.
Oh, John Clayton is afraid of me. I think he's blocked me on Twitter. Coward.
Yeah, there you go. I'm taking the Jets.
All right. So.
Oh, wow. So we all picked the Jets.
I thought someone would take the Raiders are good.
Yeah, I know.
But I think
I think that they have a shot at getting this game.
I think the Jets have a pretty good defense. You know, Revis is allowed to grab and tackle people, so that'll make it tough on Amari Cooper and stuff. So that Amari Cooper is a good player.
And Derek Carr's looked surprisingly good.
Well, their offensive line's holding up. I mean, well, they're playing the Chargers. Chargers have no pass rush, but he's looked good. All right, Mike, you're up next. It's the Seahawks versus the Cowgirls.
Yeah. Turnaround plan? Nope. Okay, Seattle.
Greg Harding's going to play, but, you know, he's a tough guy, except when he's, you know, facing guys at his own size. I'm going to take Seattle. I'd be ashamed if my team had signed that guy.
I'm taking Seattle.
Wow, all taking Seattle. I can't pick Dallas. I'm picking Seattle as well. But
Matt Castle.
I think this is
Matt Castle. Matt Castle.
Yeah.
He has your name, Matt.
Sure. John Locke. He has your haircut.
He does. He stole my haircut.
No, I just don't feel
knives, so I don't mess with him.
I don't know. I mean, this, again, I think, especially with the 4 o'clock games, I feel like they can always be, like, a little bit, like, unpredictable. So, but I'm taking Seattle.
All right. Clean sweep for Seattle. I thought someone would take the Cowgirls. All right. I'm up first. It's the Packers versus Denver. Great offense versus great defense. Packers both coming off a bye. How is this? How can the Chargers play teams coming off a bye, and yet these teams are both coming off a bye? I'm going to take the Packers. I think the luck of the Denver Broncos runs out. They're going to lose this game.
I'm taking Green Bay.
Denver at home? Denver at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Denver. Makes it interesting, switches it up. I think I hope it's an interesting game. So somewhere halfway through Sunday Night Football, I feel like I always have to mute it because I've just had enough of the announcers. It's like, enough, okay?
But
I think someone like,
but do you have John Clayton tweeting you smack talk?
No, Al Michaels does though. All the time. Okay. Yeah, Al Michaels is always up in my face.
Well, Al Michaels is old. You could take him. Spray on.
Yeah,
hair.
Collinsworth though. Yeah, I'm not taking that dude. So, like, I think he's got some fight in him.
He's wiry too. I think he'd be a tough guy.
I wouldn't want to mess with John Gruden either.
No, John Gruden just shake your hand. He doesn't hate anybody.
Okay, Collinsworth and Gruden match fight, like grudge match, like anything goes, cage match.
I don't see Gruden the coach. Yeah, he's a fiery guy.
Yeah,
but Gruden the announcer, he never says anything bad about anybody.
Right.
Everyone's a keeper to him. Oh, he's a keeper.
I'd love to have him on my team. I'd love to have him on my team.
Sometimes out of context, the things that announcers say, though, are really funny, and I meant to write some of them down just to hear them out of context. Like,
it's almost like some of the stupid things people say on Twitter, but, you know.
Yeah, out of context, it's like, what is sporty that you're talking about?
I wasn't saying anyone in particular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. But, you know, Al Michaels, you know, he's just like, look at the size of his hands and the way that he is able to grope the ball, and you're just like, okay, wait a second. Do we have to use grope and hands? I don't know. It's,
and ball.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, out of context, some of these announcers, the things that they say.
It's easier for, like, Tom Brady to grope a ball because it's not as inflated, right?
Right, sure.
We've gone weeks without making a Tom Brady joke.
A single deflation gate, yeah.
Someone had to say something.
Hashtag, is it still deflated?
Shout out to Fizzle Off.
And Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, there's no way Denver should be 6-0. They should be like a 2-4, 3-3 team, but they've escaped with their defense miraculously winning some games for them. I think Green Bay wins by easily here, by at least 10.
At least 10?
Whoa.
Side bet?
Bonus bet?
Like Matt Conn, Carson Palmer getting injured in the first quarter.
Well, what's the spread on this game?
It is Green Bay by 3.
I'll take the over.
No, I'm saying Mike said they're going to win by 10. We should have to either yes, they will, or no, they won't win by 10.
Oh, I see.
So, Mike, you
all right, I'll go. No, they won't.
No, they won't.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You just said that they were going to win by 10.
Wait.
Stand by.
Matt, you're going to bring this up? Do we want to go over your AFC Championship, NFC Championship, and Super Bowl picks?
No.
Where you would pick, I think, let me see.
Oh, I would pick, like, one thing and I would push against it.
You'd have like Denver to win the AFC Championship and then New England to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just like to hedge all my bets. It's just like I just stockpile all my best picks. Okay, so are they going to win by over 10 points? Packers, right? We're saying Packers are going to win by 10.
10 or more.
10 or more.
So, Mike, you're saying no? I'll say yes. I'm saying yes, Packers by 10.
Russ?
I'll say no.
Okay.
Matt? Wow, so only Jack's going to bite on that bet, because I'm going to say no.
The Are you Green sure you don't want to hedge here? You could pick Denver to win, pick Green Bay to win by 10.
You're not even taking them. Why are you getting me to take your silly bet?
I'm saying you can hedge your bet.
No, because I think the Broncos, if they do get, I think if the Broncos do lose, they're only going to lose by like 4 points or something like that. I don't think they're going to lose by 10. I think Manning's going to keep them in it. Mike?
Oh, yeah, I'm going no.
All right. I'm saying yes.
All right. It's Jack's point to win.
Your pick. I said I believe you.
And then Fizloff's here. She's not in the chat, but she said, Brady proved that he can throw and catch the ball this week. On Twitter.
He catch something. Anyway, who's got the final game here? Is Colts versus Carolina. I forgot who's... Russ starts it. Russ, stop watching the game.
Russ. Oh, man. The city just tied it up in the bottom of the ninth with a home run.
Oh, nice.
What was the score? 4-3?
It was 4-3. Yeah, they just tied it up.
All right. So we're tied up. So we got the Colts versus Carolina to finish this off before we do the take a break, do Walking Dead.
Carolina, definitely not the Colts.
Matt?
Oh, man. I really think the Panthers are going to win this. So
you got to stand by your team, Matt.
I do. But you know what? That's why I'm like in second and last place next to Jack.
Let's go back to the Pats versus Miami.
Oh, I never stand by my team.
Matt's taking Sir Purr.
All right. I'll go ahead and stand by my team. I don't care. It's just one pick. So, Colts.
You could lose the series by one pick.
I'm still in third place because you keep picking the Chargers. And for some reason, I keep picking them with you.
Well, I also had the Lions for a long time, too.
Yeah, well, you were a long-suffering Lions fan.
And I picked Niners for a while, too. I don't know what's wrong with me. Mike, you're going with?
Well, I was going to pick Indianapolis, but Matt didn't break his play window sheet with the plays that Indianapolis should run this week.
Oh, so
I don't think Indianapolis knows what to do this week, so I'm going to go Carolina here.
Well, to be honest, it didn't look like they knew what to do on Sunday.
I was going to bring my play sheet and show you how the Colts could avoid a trick play. You know, last week it was how to perform a great play on a 4th-and-4. This week it's how to stop it, right? So that's how the Saints scored on them. Anyway, that's past history.
Well, that's it. That's our podcast for today, our Sports Talk podcast. So in a few minutes we'll be recording The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. But before we go, like to thank some Patreons who have reached a special level in our hearts. We got Tack from Tokyo, Eric Richter Gladfilter, and we have Chris O'Brien. I'd like to thank them all, and thanks for the special effects from Mike. But thanks for supporting, and thank everyone in the chat. Well, almost everyone in the chat. But
That sounded like Glenn screaming in the background there.
Whoa. We're not there yet.
You don't spoil people. People haven't all seen The Walking Dead yet. So anyway, hasta luego and goodbye.
See you next week.
Everybody done?
Great show, kid.
End scene.
Give us about 3 minutes, guys, all right?
Okay. Okay, bye.